Democratic Speaker-elect Mike Sheridan was heavily involved in his union just a couple years ago. During his first term as a state legislator, he was still the president of the United Auto Workers Local 95. That's the union that represents employees of the Janesville General Motors plant, where Sheridan got a job as a line worker right out of high school. Senate Democratic Majority Leader Russ Decker has been in the legislature quite a bit longer than Sheridan, but before he was elected, he was a business manager for his bricklayers union. Decker says he hasn't crossed paths with Sheridan much, but he thinks they'll be working together on a lot of issues.
Well, they both come from blue-collar backgrounds, and I think that's the strength of Wisconsin, all the way from manufacturing to agriculture.
The significance of the new power structure in the legislature wasn't lost on the Wisconsin State AFL-CIO, which is the umbrella organization for a variety of different unions in Wisconsin. Secretary Treasurer Phil Neuenfeld says it brings an important point of view to the table as the state grapples with how to fix a massive budget shortfall and repair the economy.
To have people that have dealt with businesses and represented working families in those environments and have dealt with those types of things before brings a very unique and balanced perspective to finding the solutions.
The state's most powerful Democratic leader might agree with Sheridan and Decker most of the time, but his background is a lot different. Governor Jim Doyle is a Harvard law grad who was an attorney and then the state's attorney general before becoming the state's chief executive. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.